Super Bowl tomorrow here at University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And the Pro Bowl was here last week. The Texans not only sent J.J. Watt and Dwayne Brown, but they sent a cheerleader as well. Liz, how did she fare at the Pro Bowl with the other NFL cheerleaders? How was the experience for you this week, Liz?
Oh, my God. This experience, it's been a roller coaster, really. I mean, we just came in here on Wednesday, and it's been bam, 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 go, go, go. They gave us these dances to learn, and we learned it all. We did a photo shoot. It was just going, going, going. Did a bunch of experience. It's been crazy train, but it's been all worth it.
And talk about the photo shoot you guys had.
So it was out in the Buttes Hotel Resort, and it was pretty much on a mountain, and we froze. I mean, it was like probably like 45-mile winds out there, I promise you. I think I have pictures, and there's goosebumps all over me. We're on these like rocky, like I said, mountain. It's rocky. I'm like kind of balancing my boots. And it was really, really cool. It was fun. And just to see everyone shivering, and we had towels around us. We made it happen. We did it in like 30 minutes, so we all worked. It was fun.
Has it been all day, every day? Because it must be tough to learn a lot of those routines in short order.
Yes, it has. It's been all day, every day. Like, literally, like, I mean, I think I got up at 3:30 every day this week and went to bed probably a bit after midnight just practicing and everything. So it's been a long week, but great.
Tell us about some of the friends you made, some of the other team's cheerleaders.
So one of my roommates, she was Amber with the Patriots, and she's just a ball of fun. And just to see how excited she is about her team's journey has really, really been exciting for me. But we opened up our door, like our hotel room, to the other two girls from San Diego and from Arizona. She's been very welcoming, like just trying to show us everything about Arizona. And I would say I'm really close with them so far, and just everybody, but these three girls in particular, I spent a lot of time with them.
What about teams or cheerleaders from teams that are big rivals of the Texans, like the Cowboys or the Titans, Colts?
Yeah, you know, actually the Titans, she was actually in my line on the sidelines, and she is so funny. She's so crazy. Actually, to find out that both of our teams are kind of the same as far as cheerleader-wise. We do the same dances. We have the same thing, the same outfits. So she was just great. And the Cowboys, she's such a sweetheart. Like, it doesn't matter what uniform we're in. Like, we're just all best friends.
What's next for you, Liz, this offseason?
Oh, man. I don't even know. I'm like, but real life starts, I guess, tomorrow, because I've been going, going, going. So I'm just going to take a deep breath and just see whatever real life has in store for me.
Right, a lot of people watching are interested in the tryouts. They're coming up soon enough. So what are your recommendations for people who want to try out and for yourself as you get ready for them as well?
Absolutely. You know, the biggest thing I always say is come out. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I would say the biggest recommendation is just taking the dance classes. That's the biggest thing. It gives you your style, gets you ready for tryouts. I mean, it's a huge dance party, so you want to show up ready. So, yeah, just give it all you got and have fun.
Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Liz doing an outstanding job representing your franchise and your city at the Pro Bowl. Played here last week at University of Phoenix Stadium. Well, there's another bowl going on tomorrow, the Puppy Bowl. And earlier this season, we went to one of the setup events with Jared Crick. How did that go?
We're really excited here to be here. It's the inaugural event with the Houston Texans and Houston SPCA. We have a bunch of animals out here, and we have the Houston Texans players come in, and a lot of people adopt in, and we're just really excited to find forever homes for all these animals.
Well, I brought my son with me, got him home early from daycare, and I got my dog, Benye Rocco Jameson. I didn't pick the name. My daughter picked the name. And we're sticking with it. So this is one of our bodyguards of the Jameson household.
I have Odyssey, my going on 2-year-old Great Dane, female. Had her since she was the littlest of girls. So, you know, we're happy to have her. She's a sweet girl. So that's my little girl.
We're just trying to find forever homes for them, and we're excited just to sponsor the adoptions. And Animal Planet is really excited to have Houston Texans on board and to be in a beautiful facility like the Houston SPCA.
We heard about, you know, the great things that Animal Planet was going to do here, and the SPCA here does a great job finding homes for animals. And, you know, we're animal people, so we want to do whatever we could to help out. And, you know, we heard that Animal Planet was going to cover the adoption fee, so we wanted to come out, show our support, and, you know, hopefully get some animals a great home today.
You know, anything I can do to help support and help get dogs adopted, you know, I'm down for the cause.
I always watch the Puppy Bowl. I mean, it's just as big as the big game, I think.
Be sure to watch the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet February 6th at 3 p.m.
Fun stuff from the Puppy Bowl. All right, on the way out here, there were some rookies at the Pro Bowl. We thought we'd talk to them about some of their college teammates who happen to be rookies on the Houston Texans. Cody Parkey of Auburn, Aaron Donald of Pittsburgh, and Odell Beckham Jr. of LSU. All right, so tell me about your college teammate, Alfred Blue, coming off a solid rookie season in the NFL. What was he like in college?
He is a beast, and he's a workhorse. I expect nothing less than what he did this season, and he is going to be a great running back for y'all for many years to come.
What are you expecting for yourself in year number two after your rookie campaign?
Honestly, you know, you have to come back and get back to the drawing board, and at the end of the day, you have to do better than your last season. You always have to do better than your last, so that'll be the mentality going in, and looking forward to a phenomenal season with the Giants next year.
Aaron Donald with us at the Pro Bowl. I want to ask you about Tom Savage. You played with him at Pitt. What was he like in college? What are you expecting from him as a professional?
I already know he's going to be a special player at this level. You know, I seen it at practice. I played against him. We still talk to today, so we real good friends. But, you know, he got one of the strongest ones I've ever seen. You know, he's accurate, and he can do some special things. I think he's going to be a real special player at this level, so.
What is it like for you as a rookie coming in here and making the Pro Bowl in your first season?
Oh, it's a blessing, you know. To be at this point last year, I was at the Senior Bowl, so to be here today, time flew, but a lot of hard work, but it's just been a blessing, just taking it all in. So,
what advice would you give to other rookies trying to be successful in their first season?
Just do the same thing that got you to this point, you know. Keep working hard, stay in the film room, and like I always say, hard work pay off, and it's just paying off today, so.
So, rookie making the Pro Bowl, how does that feel?
It's pretty neat. You know, it's a cool experience being with all these older guys and guys you grew up pretty much watching your whole life, so it's pretty neat.
All right, give me something on Jay Prosh, Texans player, fullback, just went through his rookie year in Houston.
Yeah, Jay was a real good friend of mine at Auburn, incredible kid, played with him in the Senior Bowl, just nothing but good things to say about him. I'm sure you guys think the same thing over in Houston. He's just an incredible worker, been through so much in his life, and that kid deserves every good thing that comes his way.
Why do SEC players seem to stick together so much?
It's a tough conference playing. We're all kind of brothers, especially at Auburn, but at SEC in general, we play each other every year pretty much, and we just get to know each other real well.
Good stuff from the rookies at the Pro Bowl, played last week here at University of Phoenix Stadium. Site of the Super Bowl tomorrow. Enjoy the game. Thanks for watching. Go Texans.